You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Sometimes a large number of vehicles in front of your home could mean bad news, especially when many of those vehicles are from the fire department. But not on this day. In fact, for Tequesta homeowner Ward Burdoff, it's a good thing. Representatives of Florida Power and Light, Jupiter Medical Center, and the Palm Beach County and Tequesta Fire Departments are helping find ways he can make his home safer and more energy efficient. Take the electrical boxes on the outside of the home.
And we also noticed he had your ground wire was loose down here. I was able to tighten this. This connection right here was loose. It goes to your ground rod, so I was able to tighten it for you.
Oh, good.
So you're good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's important.
Burdoff has a fire extinguisher. That's a good thing. And the gauge indicator points to green. That's another good thing. But firefighter Dan Tillis says that's not all there is to it.
That's the first thing you do is make sure that it's in the green. But other than that, you check. See, last time it was inspected was like 2002. We recommend it be inspected, even if it's in the green, because you never know about the contents inside. So, and it should be mounted on the wall, so we'll give him that recommendation.
Those are about all the suggestions for Burdoff's home. He doesn't use his dishwasher, his air conditioning is set at around 80 degrees, and his hot water heater is set below 120. 125 is the point at which water can cause burns. Sarah Marmion of Florida Power and Light says that particular safety issue is in part what inspired this day's inspection of 50 homes in the Tequesta area. It all came from a conversation with the burn unit at Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami.
Over the years, a lot of our IBEW, our union workers, our electrical lines people, if they are injured on the job, that's where they go to. And during the tour, the burn nurse who was doing the tour mentioned that the most common cause of burns are actually water heaters set too high. So children, you know, taking baths, older people who get into a shower that's set too high, and they sometimes fall, they can't get out. So that's the most common cause of burns.
Just a few blocks away, trees are being trimmed from the power lines leading to the home of Peggy DiPino. They provide nice privacy around the pool, but could become a problem, so they get just a little trim.
What trees do is when the wind blows, they start rubbing up against it, and it'll actually take the insulation off the wire until eventually it gets down to the exposed electrical part. And then what it'll do is it'll either burn the wire in two or it'll trip out the transformers to take everybody out.
DiPino also had a non-working smoke detector replaced and learned some energy-saving tips.
Ceiling fans, I see, are they going a lot, or is just, you have them on now, or is this a practice?
I just have it on now. So usually my bedroom one I leave on constantly.
24?
Yeah.
Okay, the thing with the ceiling fans, I don't know if you've heard, with ceiling fans, you really only want to have them on when you're home and in the room. Because basically the fans cool people, not houses. It's the breeze on your skin. Your bed doesn't really feel breeze.
Okay.
Your skin does. So really, if you're not home or in the room, you don't need to have the fans going on. They're just for you when you're there.
Okay.
You can check your own home's energy efficiency at FPL's website. They have questions you can answer to see if you can be more efficient. We'll have a link on our webpage, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.